Today, the Kingfisher's wife, Sapphire, is spending most of the afternoon in the beauty shop for one of her regular treatments. And finding herself short of money, she has phoned the Kingfish to come over immediately with the cash. Andy agreed to walk over with the Kingfish, and they're approaching the beauty shop now.
I've always wanted to see what goes on inside of one of these places, Kingfish.
Oh, yeah, you can go in.
Is this a beauty shop right here, this Mamie Laverne?
And don't say Mamie. Look at the sign there. M-M-E. That spells mmm. It's the pre-relation for the French word Monsieur, that's what it is.
Well, let's get on in there.
Yeah, Sapphire ought to be ready to leave the place for now.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Miss. I am Mr. George Stevens. I come here from away.
Her name is Mrs. George Stevens.
Oh, yes, I believe. Now, let me look at my book and see what project she is. Miss Sapphire Stevens. Let me see. Is she the facial massage and coiffure or manicure, shampoo, and eyebrow plus?
No, I think she's the wrinkle smooth chin tight and general overhaul.
Oh, yes, I believe she's almost ready. She's just getting a little touch-up now.
Touch-up?
Yes, just touching up near the roots of her gray hair.
Well, my wife ain't got no gray hair.
Oh, come, Mr. Stevens.
Well, yeah, what do you think she had on the roots of her hair, Kingfish? Powder?
Well, you wait out here, and I'll go back and see if she's ready.
Yeah, thank you very much. Stay in there. Look back there. See that door open there?
Yeah.
There's a woman getting a finger wave.
Yeah, I wonder what a woman wants with wavy fingers.
Huh? Hey, look at that roof over there, Andy. Look at that.
Yeah. There's a woman sitting there with a bucket on top of it.
That's electric dryer, son.
Oh, looks awful on her.
Better looking in some of the new hats they got, I know that.
Hey, look here. There's a door that's open a little, but you can't see nothing.
I tell you what, let's see. Let's tiptoe down there near it. Maybe we can hear some gossip. Come on, quiet now.
How would you like to have a little curl in front, Miss Cobright?
Well, let's try it.
By the way, Miss Cobright, I see your friend, Miss Henrietta, is in one of the rear booths getting fixed up today. That Henrietta woman's no friend of mine no more.
Y'all had a fight, Miss Cobright?
No, but my husband, Mr. Cobright, has told me plenty. You know, Henrietta was in the same office as Miss Cobright. And Mr. Cobright says he don't want me going around with Henrietta because all she's got on her mind is men. Mr. Cobright says Henrietta comes to work at the office in a tight fitting satin dress and tries to be so attractive to all the men. And Mr. Cobright don't want me to spoil my reputation by running around with a girl like Henrietta. Oh, I tell you.
Come on, Andy, come on. They better not turn the sun lamp on her. That woman would get a tan tongue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that Mr. Cobright certainly hates Henrietta, don't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Stevens is ready now. You can go on back. She's in the last booth on the right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, Anna. Come on with me.
Yeah. Hey, look, Kingfish. You mean to say that women is in all these booths here getting fixed up?
Yeah, wait a minute. Here's another door next to the end there that's open. Let's listen.
How do you want your hair done this morning, Miss Henrietta? Must I comb it up?
No, you better comb it down. I got a luncheon date with Mr. Cobright, and he says he loves my hair hanging on my shoulders.
That man Cobright gets around, don't he?
Yeah. He sure do. Well, let's get on in here with Sapphire. Come on.
George, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, honey. Andy's with me.
Well, you and Andy come on in. Sorry I'm late, but I have to wait almost an hour.
Yeah, well, when is he going to start to work on it?
What are you talking about, George? They have finished with you. By the way, Andy, how do you like my hair done up on top like this?
You look good. That was your bald spot.
I also had a facial, George. If you look real close, you'll see that they done took the crow's feet away from mine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They took away the crow's feet, all right, but the tractor's still there.
You just shut your mouth and give me $5.
All right, yeah, you're...
And I'll see you at home.
All right. Come on, Anna. Spending $5 and she still looks bad.
Yeah, well, one good thing with her, you ain't got to worry about Mr. Cobright.
No, he ain't.
I know one thing. I ain't never going to get married, so it's the upkeep on a woman's face alone and keep a man broke. Boy, this expense cures me of marriage. I'm going to stay single and just go breezing along with the breeze.
Yeah. Is it comfortable in that chair, George?
Why are you so sweet to me around the house today, honey? I don't give you all the money I got.
Well, George, I might as well tell you. One of my relatives is coming to stay here.
Well, that's all. If you were thinking on that mother of yours coming around here and bought me and run my house, I'm going to throw up the sponge.
Now, wait a minute.
Your mother is the meanest woman I done ever had in this house.
Mother ain't coming.
She is the worst. She's, did you say some sweet words, then?
It ain't Mother that's coming.
Well, whoever it is will be an improvement on that old bachelor.
Now, you let Mother alone.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd let me alone. Stay away from here, too. Who's coming?
My unmarried sister, Floresta.
One married sister? Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me that country gal is coming up here and stay with us?
Yes, you.
Yeah, but where is he going to sleep? We ain't got but them two little beds.
Well, we got that sofa.
That bumpy, hard old sofa? Will Floresta sit on that?
No, but you did.
Now, wait a minute here. I ain't going to do that.
Now, look, George. Here's a picture that you sent me with the list.
Let me see the thing.
There you is. But I think she took off the weight with this picture.
Yeah, look at them double chins on that woman, will you? She look like a stack of used tires standing there.
Oh, George, you talk like Floresta was a hippopotamus.
Oh, ain't no hippopotamus ever been as hippie as she is. Or potamus either, I tell you that.
Well, she's coming anyway. She's arriving tomorrow.
Well, now, wait a minute. I can't afford to have her laying around here eating up my food.
Well, there's only one solution to it, George. We got to take care of her so we can introduce her to some legible bachelor that ain't married.
Legible bachelor, huh? Now, who do I want to get even with about something? Let me see. Let me look at that picture again there. Look at that woman. She's getting ugly every year.
Well, after all, George, she's 43.
According to this picture, she's 10 years ahead of schedule. I know that. She ought to go in the beauty shop and stay there for a month. Never leave the joint.
She ain't never been inside of one, George. But you just got to let her live here till you get her married.
Hey, wait a minute, George. I got an idea. Maybe I could get Andy Brown to marry her.
But don't you think Andy's a bum?
Yeah, but at her stage of the game, she can't be Tuesday, honey.
Hey, you know Andy might not be bad for
a few years. No, on second thought, Andy ain't interested in getting married. He wants to stay single. The last thing he said to me this morning was,
I'm just breathing along with a dream.
Well, hello there, King. Please come in.
Yeah, well, if it ain't my bosom buddy, Bachelor Andy Brown. Tell me all the troubles. I know how it is when a man's got worries and he ain't got no wife to comfort him and talk over the troubles with him.
Wait a minute. I ain't got no worries, King. And I think the reason I ain't is because I'm single.
Now, there's the same thing that you mentioned, what? That you ain't got no way. As long as you was done drawing up the subject, though, you know, less than an hour ago, I was talking about the same thing to Sapphire.
You was?
Yeah, I was telling her what you said this morning about man and gal that spend so much money in beauty shops.
Yeah, and all of them do it.
No, no, Brother Andy, there's this very ultra-economical type that never goes in a beauty shop. And you was lucky you can land one like that.
Yeah, but where is it?
Ah, now my darling wife has got a charming little sister named Floresta. And she's staying with us for the winter. Yeah, your little sister, well, I say little, she's got a little fat here and a little fat there.
Yeah, but
she is one girl that makes a perfect wife. I hate to see her get married. You know, I would cry at the altar like a mother.
Well, wipe your tears away, Mama. I ain't gonna take it to New Orleans.
No, Henry, I'd like to have a good cry. If I could get two soulmates together.
No, Kingfish. I ain't in the marrying mood.
Well, now, wait a minute, Henry. It's the rule and regulation of nature that every man's got to have a wife. Because without one, you ain't got the love and companionship. And that's what you need.
Listen, if I need love and companionship, I can do better with a dog. When a dog sits on your lap and kisses your hand, you know that it's really love he's after and not money to spend in no beauty shop. A dog really